This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We need to know that Satan is the most powerful of all evil spirits. In fact, his power can affect both the spiritual world and the physical world. Satan, he even tempted Jesus back in Matthew chapter 4. But Jesus defeated Satan when he died on the cross for the sins of the world, and he rose again to bring new life. And we all know that at a proper time, God's going to overflow Satan forever. Paul the Apostle, dealing with this kind of spiritual warfare, in verse 5 of chapter 3 of the book of 1 Thessalonians, he says to these believers, "For this cause also, when I couldn't stand it any longer, sent that I might know your faith. For fear that by any means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would have been in vain." Our Living Version says, "As I was saying, when I could bear the suspense no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that perhaps Satan had gotten the best of you and that all of our work had been useless." You know, it's been said that the church popular is the church polluted. The church persecuted is the church purified. Now, certainly we don't in our flesh care for that truth. I mean, we would prefer to be accepted and embraced all the time, but shall we remember that Paul was never widely received when he ministered on this earth, and neither was Jesus Christ, for that matter. Jesus had warned Paul from the very beginning as to what was coming. He said in Acts 9, verse 16, "But the Lord said to him, 'Go your way, for he is my chosen vessel to bear my name before the nations and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.'" In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, we read, "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you," Jesus said. "If you were of the world," he goes on to say, "the world would love its own. But because you are not of this world, since I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, quote, 'A servant is not greater than his Lord,' end quote. If they persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you. If they kept my word, they'll also keep yours." A.W. Tozer was right back then when he said, "Before God can use a person greatly, he must allow that person to be hurt deeply." He sent Timothy out to find out where these believers in Thessalonica actually stood in their faith. Because if anyone knew, certainly Paul knew, that Satan could be and would always be unrelenting. The commentator writer Richardson said, quote, "The devil will take advantage of your vulnerability. He knows about your history. He knows where he can stick it to you," end quote. In the letter to the Corinthians, second letter actually, chapter 11, Paul wrote, "But I'm not afraid that somehow as a serpent deceived Eve in his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, but I'm afraid that somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve in his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we didn't preach, or if you receive a different spirit which you didn't receive, or a different good news which you didn't accept, you put up with all of that well enough, for such men are false apostles. They're deceitful workers, masquerading as Christ's apostles. And no wonder, for even Satan masquerades as an angel of light. It's no great thing, therefore, if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." Now, notice that Paul loved them enough to labor for them. Now, that wasn't merely just a heart issue. That wasn't just a mental concern, if you will. He put action behind his love for Christ and action behind his love for them. This aspect truly separates, in my opinion, the poser from the genuine article. Time always manifests where you specifically stand on really this issue and any issue.
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dotson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dotson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.